We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy to be joined. And he's rushing from work. I mean, the guy's got a job
he's
to
a
do
busy
around
guy.
Here.
He's a busy guy.
And besides talking
to us.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. J.D. Martinez joins us. There's no pressure on you or anything, but Brock Holt and David Price, when they sat here yesterday, said, you're the whole difference in the team this year.
I don't know about all that, but, you know, hey, I mean, thank you, really.
Brock, he looked into the camera. Yeah. He said, J.D., if you're watching in the clubhouse, you're the difference in the team.
Now, Price,
it sounds like something he would say.
It does.
So Price said that you're the team MVP, but Mookie is the league MVP. Does that make any sense at all to you?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me.
You don't think you're the league MVP too?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really look at that stuff. You know, we're just worried about us and worried about our team and helping us win. And, you know, I take pride in trying to do the best I can and helping the guys around me as much as I can. You know, I tell them all the time, I said, listen, I could show you guys like what I think and tell you guys what I think you should work on or, you know, stuff like that. But these guys are hungry in here and everybody wants to get better. And, you know, I've told stuff to a million people before, but I feel like guys in here like actually work on it and grind on it and actually, you know, apply it. And I give them all the credit. I don't take any credit for it. You know, I've been told a million things in my life that I don't listen to. And that's kind of everybody.
Because there's a lot of stories about how you've helped guys out with their swings and things that you've seen on tape or whatever else. So you have been doing that earlier in your career. It just didn't take as well as it's taken this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when I would say stuff earlier in my career, guys kind of just said, okay, whatever. That's kind of the way he does it. You know, right. They didn't really believe me as much. But these
when
guys.
330 with 50 dingers and everything else, they got to kind of listen now.
These guys kind of believe me here and they kind of, you know, trust me and they go with it.
You've got a Red Sox t-shirt on, and on the back of your t-shirt, in big letters, it says family. I get the feeling that the relationship in that clubhouse amongst you and your teammates is a big factor in how this team's playing this year.
100%. 100%. You know, and everybody, when all my friends and family ask me, like, what's the difference of this team and stuff like that, I was like, honestly, there's no egos. There really isn't. Everybody's pushing for each other. You can go in that clubhouse, and you don't know – you wouldn't know Chris Sale's the best pitcher in baseball. You know what I mean? You talk to Mookie and you wouldn't think he's the best player in baseball. You know, he's that humble. They're that humble people. You know, you talk to David, it's the same thing. You know, it's just a bunch of guys that are all rooting for each other and want the best. And just, you know, everybody gets almost as excited when someone else hits a home run than when they hit a home run. So it's fun. It's a fun group to be around. And I think that's exactly why we've been playing the way we've been playing.
When you signed with the team, what was your expectations? If this is the team that had won the division two straight years, obviously there's a lot of great players that you just named, but what did you think was going to happen this year?
I don't know. You know, honestly, I thought we had a really good team. You know, I knew that they had a bunch of talent. I knew that they were hungry, that they had, you know, one of these things where it's a special time right now. You know, I think in baseball it's kind of the trend where organizations go through phases, and they're in their phase right now where they have a legit chance of being good for a good amount of time, for a couple of years now. So that was really my expectations, was coming to join a really good team and just hoping I can help everybody else out and help, you know, help us win.
What did you think when you've played at Fenway Park, obviously, but what did you think about the left field wall when you signed here? Because you really don't go that way much, do you?
No, you know, everybody kind of gave me the thing. It was like, you know, Fenway's not for you, this and that. It's, to me, I mean, I understand why they say it. You know, I like to go to the ball. I like to hit the ball to right field. But at the same time, it is what it is. You know, I'm not, when I came here, I said, I'm not going to let that get in my head, even though it's easy. And I've felt it throughout the year. Sometimes, you know, I think about it. I'm like, if I just catch this ball just a little bit out in front, I know I can hit it out. And all of a sudden, I look, try to catch it out in front. I end up hitting a fly ball at the end of the bat to center, and I'm sitting there like, what am I doing? You know, stay with your plan. Stay with your with what you got, what got you here, and continue to do that. So, you know, at times throughout the years, it's gotten in my head a couple times, but I think I've just done a really good job of just saying, forget that thing. Just go to center, and wherever the ball goes, it goes.
Now, you've played for a few different managers over the course of your career. What is Alex Cora like?
He's great. I think he's got a really good feel for the clubhouse. He's got a really good communication with each player individually. He knows how to relate. He knows how to talk to some people. He knows, you know, what to say, what not to say kind of deal. And he's a player's, you know, he's a player's manager. He played the game. He knows it's not easy. He knows it's hard. He knows what's going on in the game. He little things that happen that he points out to us, you know, they we know that he's aware of it, which is huge.
It's your first year with the team. I don't know how much you knew about the Jimmy Fund when you arrived, but I saw the footage last night of you with your little Jimmy Fund patient who was out on the field with you, and everybody had a kid out with him. It looked like you guys were enjoying it more than they were.
It's really cool, man. Anytime you see their just their faces when they're out there, they're kind of just lit up with joy. It's almost like they're scared. They're so shy. They're overwhelmed. And I just remember obviously never being in their situation with the stuff that they have to go through. But I remember just being a kid and seeing, you know, these baseball players that I always put on a pedestal. And, you know, you go on this field with all this light and you see all these fans and it's just like, what in the world is this? And it's just funny. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, at our age and, you know, where I'm at, it's kind of like, at times you take it for granted, you know, how blessed you are in this world. And, you know, when you see kids like that, it humbles you and it brings you back down to reality a bit. Like, there's more important things in life than just going out there and getting three hits, you know, and trying to figure out a way to beat the pitcher. You know, if you can make one kid's day and go out there and cheer these kids up, it's, you know, I think that's a victory in itself.
Where do you stand on the nickname Just Dingers? You okay with that one? No?
I don't care. I really don't. Okay. I really don't care. I just laugh about it because they're always coming up with something.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time and taking the time out of your game preparation to come down here and join us and lend Absolutely. Your voice and support. It's been fun watching you play this year, and I hope we keep watching you play for a long time before this thing ends.
Me too.
JD, it's great to see you. Thank you. JD Martinez joining us.
Thank you.
Live from Fenway Park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.